Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the first Artist Roundtable of 2011. I hope that you are ready to call in because I want to hear about what you've got going on in 2011 and how you plan to pull it off. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I know most of the time it is artists from the musical art form that calls in, but you know what? This is open for any artist of any art form, from authors to poets to visual artists, you know, storytellers, you know, whatever art form is yours, you know, feel free, please feel free to call in. Again, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. There are no callers on the phone at this moment, so you know what, let me just jump into some tracks and just give you a taste of some of the artists that are coming Flava News Radio's direction. Let me scroll down, and you know, this is an artist that I had on just a few weeks ago as a feature on the All Media Artists show, and this is an amazing jazz artist. He calls himself actually an inspirational artist, but this is Ralph Lofton and his piece, Want It All. That was Ralph Lofton Jr. with his piece, I Want It All. He is an amazing artist that you can find all over the internet just by Googling his name. But you can also find him at the All Media Artists website at www.all-media-artists.com. And I really, really encourage you to go over there and check that site out. Check out the quality of artists that you can find over there. And if you're an artist yourself, you know, why don't you step up and join the site? It is open for all art forms and all genres and for fans, too. So I am a member over there. I believe that Cindy in the chat room is a member over there. So come over there and join us. I want to play a track by a young lady who was out of the Pacific Northwest. She is now residing in Las Vegas and is strange. She kind of goes by a different name than when I originally met her. She is going by Mean Girl. Don't really know why she's going by Mean Girl. I know she had an album out that is called Mean Girl, but this is Lead Me On by Mean Girl out of Las Vegas. Piece called Lead Me On. I do see a caller on the line from the 408 area code. If you're interested in coming on the line, just hit 1. to let me know. Otherwise, I'll leave you on mute so you can just listen to the show. I want to welcome everybody to the Artist Roundtable this evening. I see Cindy, my girl Cindy, in the chat room, David, Goofy Bones, and TC. I'm hoping that TC will call in and tell us more about his project that he's got going on. And you know what? Until we've got, we got a hand raised. So let me bring in the caller from the, stay still. All right, caller from the 408 area code. You're on the air with Lady Flava on the Artist Roundtable.
Hey, how you doing? It's Goofy Bones.
All right, Goofy Bones. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good. So tell us what your story is, Goofy Bones.
Well, I'm an independent artist coming out of San Jose, California.
Okay.
I own my own studio, Straight Loc Records. I have an album out. It was out since August. It's called The Rise and the Fall of the Mexican Psycho. It's
mm-hmm.
doing pretty well. I sold almost 1,700 copies by myself.
Okay.
So, I'm just on the grind, you know, always willing to network. Plus, I got a show here on Blog Talk Radio called 186. Deuce, the worldwide radio show. It's basically a show for the independent artists. You know, send me your tracks. I play it, and, you know, I'm just basically out supporting each other. You know what I mean? Because,
okay.
you know, we're all on the same boat, but it's just some of us don't know how to paddle. So the ones that know how to paddle, they could get you places. So...
So Goofy Bones, so why don't you explain what your thoughts are around paddling and what works and what doesn't work?
Well, you just gotta be, you just put everything aside and just go all out. Don't worry about what other people think. Don't worry about what this person says or that person says, because if that person says that, another person's gonna say another thing. You know what I mean? Someone might not like you, but there might be 10 people that like you. So I mean, because I'm Hispanic, so it's kind of hard to get a fan base, because I don't know, it's, you know, there's different people who like different music, there's different people who like this, there's different people who like that, but my music seems to be regular West Coast gangster, I guess what you guys want to call it, I don't know, but it's just, you know, you just gotta. If this is your dream, live the dream. You know what I'm saying? Don't just, I'm here part-time doing it, because there's people out there that this is their career, this is their life, this is what they want to do. And if there's people out there, you know, you got some people that are half in and half out, you know, get out of the way and let the people who want to do things, you know, shine.
And I totally get what you're saying in that sense. You know, I don't know whether you know much about me. I don't believe everybody's got talents. I'm just going to keep it real with you, Goofy Bones. Not everybody's got it.
Yeah,
not everybody's got it, you know, but they have that passion and they have that drive. And so it's like, okay, do you kill their dream? You know, is there really somebody out there that's digging what they're doing? If they're putting their all into it and people are not responding, what does that say? You know, or it's just like with me. You know, I've been a book reviewer for years, and you know, now I review artists and showcases and things like that. And it's like, okay, am I hating if I'm saying it wasn't quality? You know,
no.
Or am I giving my opinion? You know, and so it's like, you know, you hear this all the time, like somebody's a hater, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there is a fine line between hating and being honest.
There's always a fine line
between
telling the truth.
You know,
it's just
I do,
you know, how to take the
I
truth.
Do agree. I do agree that, you know, people should live out their passion and dreams. But it makes me also wonder at the same time, you know, Goofy Bones, like who tells them whether they should, you know, really get out there and do it or not, you know, because just. Not everybody's got it. They just don't.
Not everybody who has it, those people are on the radio. Those people are the people that have been, let's just say, they got a good backing. You know, somebody backed them up for one good song that they made. But their whole album is just totally garbage. So it's
right.
like, why would you even sit there and support somebody like this when there's somebody like me out here selling a CD
right.
on 1,700 sold out of my backpack, just walking
yeah.
around saying, hey, you want to, you know, check out my CD, I'll go with the boombox and play it, and then people be like, hey, that sounds cool, you know, what's up, here you go, boom. So
okay.
it's like I can understand where you're saying how some people have it, but, you know, it's just the truth is the truth, and, you know, sometimes they don't want to hear the truth, but sometimes
yeah.
you need to tell the truth, because you can't sit there and egg somebody on saying, oh, you're wonderful and da-da-da-da, but then when they go to the say a concert or something like that, they get booed. Oh my God, you know, that's a pretty bad feeling.
Right. Or, you know, I don't know whether you experienced this down in San Jose or not, you know, but, you know, putting on a showcase and really promoting it really well and people not showing up.
Oh.
What does that even mean?
I've had that maybe a couple of good times, you know. Sometimes, it was around Easter. I had a lot of people saying that they were going to come, but, you know, Easter is Easter, and, you know, people got to do what they got to do. So it's like you can't sit there and get upset. Just do you, and you'll do fine. If you sit here and promote and nobody's coming, then obviously that's telling you something.
Yeah.
But if you got people coming, you know, you got to always the holidays, that always, you know, that's always a, you know, maybe or 25% chance they're going to show. But it's like
mm-hmm.
the rest of the time, it's like if nobody's coming to your events, then why even bother? You know what I mean?
Exactly. I mean, I've got, like, mixed feelings about that because I've gone to showcases that I think were absolutely quality, you know, a quality lineup. You know, I think that the promotions were done really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an empty space. And I'm like, okay, what is this all about? Is this meaning Seattle's hating and not wanting to come out and support or, you know? And then I've been to some that I'm like, okay, you've got one good act on the lineup and there's nobody here. I'm wondering if they've come to your showcases before and thought, okay, you know what? It's not even worth coming to. You know, so it's just, I think there can be a lot of reasons why people don't come out and support. But I do think that, you know, if you put something that's quality together and you get the right street team, you know, in place and you have people that are willing to come out that are in your immediate circle and will help you spread the word. That's the other thing, though, too, is that I would really love to see the artists make some money from these showcases because there are a lot of people that are letting people in for free.
Oh yeah.
Just to have people there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? At what point do those people that, you know, that are supposedly in your corner, believing in you, willing to step up and pay $5, $10, $15 to come see you perform? So, I'm just gonna click on a couple of other lines, Goofy Bones, and bring in a couple
yeah,
other callers that I've called.
I'm here.
All
I'm
right,
here.
Girl.
So.
All right. So, okay, we're bouncing around. I'm not sure why my screen is. Hmm?
Are you going to leave me muted or am I going to be live?
Oh, no. You stay live. You can
okay,
do a
okay.
conversation. This is the Artist
okay.
Roundtable. This is when we have discussions with everybody that calls in.
All right.
All right, TC, your line is open.
Hi. How you doing, Lady Flavor?
I'm very good. Let me bring John in before we get going any further.
Okay.
If my screen would just stay still. Hey, John D. Green, Sr., your line is open also.
Hey, what's good? Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hey,
so we are on the air with Goofy Bones. Have you heard what Goofy Bones has been talking about?
No, I just logged in. What did I miss?
You missed a whole bunch. You should have been here at the
really?
Very beginning. We were talking about you.
I got the gist of the some people having and some people don't. Now, I hope that wasn't in reference to me.
It was. It was all about you.
In which
category do you think you fit?
I mean, at times I have it, and at other times I don't. But I work hard to get it. I work hard to get it. Yeah, I am not beyond the criticism of sometimes you want it and you don't have it. I think it has to do with do you have the ability to acquire what you need. A lot of the times I think it falls upon do you have the ability to acquire what it is you need.
And when you say the ability to acquire what it is that you need, what are you actually saying?
Okay, do you want the truth or the cleaned up version for all the people that are so sensitive or whatever?
You know, let's just keep it real. This is 2011.
The truth is the truth.
That's the flavor I know. The truth of the matter is, do you possess the ability, as in do you have the skill? Can you play? Can you sing? Can you rap? Are you strong and articulate with your spoken word? Do you have what it takes? Now, there are people that are extremely intelligent that are spoken word artists that their stage presence lacks. There are other people that are gifted musicians that can play and play, but on stage it's like being at a funeral. Do you have what it takes? It's that total package that I keep hearing about. In all of my travels, do you have the total package? Because the truth of the matter is you need every element in order to be successful.
You do, and I would have to agree with you on that. Oh, go ahead. I'm so sorry.
No, that's it. It depends on what you're trying to accomplish. If you're a studio artist, then you could have no stage presence. You could lack charisma altogether as long as you can play.
Right.
Whereas, you know, if you're a performing artist, well, then you need a little something extra. You need to be able to get out there and interact with your music, with the people. They need to feel what you're doing because other than that, it just sounds good. And, I mean, a lot of things sound good. Hell, my son makes strange noises that sound good. It's funny. But I don't necessarily know if I would pay to hear him do it. So. Yeah, you know, that to me was pretty good because it was spontaneous. And I'm a very simple man, so that was cool. You know, I'd probably take 10, 15 minutes of that. You do a Bobby McFerrin in there, I mean, you might get a ticket out of me. But that's the thing, you know, to each his own. And everyone's so different, and everyone wants so much from us now. They demand quite a bit. I mean, and you have to be, and I'm not a sellout kind of artist. I'm an indie artist, and I'm true to that. But the truth is you have to be able to deliver just like the mainstream artist. You have to be versatile. You have to be able to capitalize on all of your gifts and all of your talents, and you have to be able to put them out there for the world to see and make sure what you're putting out there is quality. I mean, I'm into a lot of things because I believe I possess a lot of different qualities, and each quality in its own is a strength. So I plan to enhance each of them because if that wasn't meant to be, then you would have one quality, one thing that you did well. But then that you can be categorized that way. Are you a rapper and I only rap, or I only sing, or I only play an instrument, I only read poetry? And that's fine for those that do that, if that's your thing. Mm-hmm. But that's not me. Don't box me in, you know.
And, John, this is Patrick, Thinking Caveman. In the future,
hey,
it's true. In the future, it will be very true that a one-trick pony does have a place in the world, but it's only worth one trick. So what you going to do when you're done with that one?
Right.
And that's what people do not understand. They do not grasp. They do not get.
Thank you, son.
They're looking for other ways to enhance that. That's why when people tell you, oh, man, you got to be multidimensional. No, you don't. Some people don't have that ability. They really don't. And I kind of feel sorry for them, but on the other hand, you know, you stay where you at. You doing fine, son. You will be okay being you.
No. If any artists are out there listening right now, and I know you are, if you heard TC speaking, write it down. Write it down. Get your little tape recorder and hit record. Take that message right there. That was a freebie from TC. Lock it in, people. Lock it in. I agree with you, TC. I do, but I think that people should step it up a little bit. I mean, you know, explore your capabilities. Explore, and some of it is scary. You know, TC, you're involved in multiple things at any given time. But you stepped up your skill. The areas that you were weak in, you became stronger because you put forth the effort. That's all I'm saying. People, you know, they want it. Okay, it didn't work out. I couldn't play this. I can't sing this. So they stop. And you're not striving forward when you just, okay, I'm not good. Or even worse, when you keep pursuing something without trying to make yourself better at it, and you're not that good. There's nothing saying you can't be better. It's simply saying you're not that good right now. And I don't think that's an insult. I personally take that as, you know, someone that thinks enough of you to tell you, hey, Big John, you put down this track, you know, a couple weeks ago. It really sucked, man. Well, was there anything in particular about it that sucked? No, it pretty much sucked in general. That tells me go back, square away, because something wasn't right. You want that. I mean, if you're true to this, then you want that. If you're not true to this, then you get your attitude and your sensitivity, your feelings come into play. But this is a business. And you know me, TC. It took me a long time to grasp that aspect of it. This is a business. And, you know,
you
the truth
run it as a, you can run it as a hobby if you like. But and it's like a lot of people are looking at Morning Thief. It's like I'm getting in a lot of comments right now on Morning Thief about the fact that it's not consistent. Well, I'm in the micro phase. I mean, I rather find out now in the micro phase what's hurting me versus being in the main stage and not being sure. For those of you who don't know about Morning Thief, please feel free to look in the text area. I've added some information for you. Morning Thief, for me, is an absolute opportunity to turn what I do for love and part-time into a full-time deal. I'm not looking to be a published writer. I think self-publishing hurts some good writers. I mean, if you already have an audience of 15,000 to 30,000 people who are willing to spend anywhere between from $9.95 to $25 for your product, and you can count upon that over the next 180 days, well, feel free to self-publish. But if you haven't marketed yourself and you're an unknown and you're trying to publish yourself, no one really wants to hear that.
It's just going to sit there.
Lady Flavor and I both have joked, laughed, talked about some folks who have put out product without hitting spell checker. And it has shown up bound and ready to go. That tells me that their self-publisher didn't care anything, not only didn't care anything about them, didn't care anything about their product or their viability as a credible artist. I mean,
well, I mean, you already know, TC, you can publish a book without even having anybody who is editing or formatting or anything to your book. I mean, we live in an era where people can be call themselves an artist and not, you know, have honed the craft, you know. So anybody can write a book. Anybody can write poetry. Anybody can call themselves a rapper, a hip-hop artist, a musician. Because we have all these tools at our fingertip on the internet. So, you know, it does come down to, you know, who's really putting out good stuff, who's really taking the time and the energy to make sure that their product is solid before it goes out the door and hits the public. You know,
well,
I
point out to people who are listening that Monet, Renoir, Van Gogh, all in their contemporary times as artists were house painters. Think about this. These guys their money is house painters, but they live their passion behind doors. Right now, there is someone out there who is of color. I have a Hispanic gentleman on Goofy Bones, but you have to understand from where I mentally sit, there's someone out there who does not have access to the mainstream, who is written the next great American story, who is written the next fantastic science fiction adventure. These people are just around the corner. It's one of the reasons why I began the community of Morning Thief. I have to tell you, for those of you who are listening to Morning Thief, understand very clearly as a writer, that is not what I write. Did I write Morning Thief? Absolutely. Every word of it is fiction. Every word of it is mine. A year from now, I would reject my own work if it were offered to me to publish. Not because it's not good, and not because the story's not compelling and interesting. I want you to listen to it. I want you to enjoy it. But I want to build a community around positive actions, positive outcomes, and I want to build a community of writers that understand that just because I wrote Morning Thief, don't get a myopic point of view of me. My image is wide. Morning Thief is about drugs. It's about prostitution. It's about delivering insanity into our communities. And there's a story to be learned there. And along the way, if you listen to it, you'll get the story. And it ain't no Tyler Perry ending, I'll tell you that right now. In fact, for those of you who, for those of you who will listen to this later, and for those of you who will listen to this immediately, I'll tell you right now, Morning Thief ends very similar and very accidentally to the way that the story Catcher in the Rye ends. It just leaves you hanging.
Wow.
It leaves you going, what the hell was that? But in a different way. I mean, Holden Caulfield gets on the train and goes home at the end of Catcher in the Rye after a night in New York City. Wait a minute. What kind of outcome is that to that killer story?
Anybody that is listening to this show, I definitely would encourage you to check it out. TC has put it into the chat room, but TC, why don't you give the information out under, you know, over the airwaves,
Audibly,
just in case somebody is not in the chat room.
Sure, no problem. This is very simple. It's thinkingcaveman.com. It'll take you straight to the podcast. There's chapter one, chapter two. There's also a little entry on how the promo for chapter eight. There's how to navigate a podcast. Believe it or not, there are those of us who don't understand how to navigate a podcast. Don't worry about it. Check it out. Chapter one, chapter two are in sequence. I'm having color people problems right now getting my chapters up. I'm still in what I call my beta test phase of this. When I open wide, it's going to come out every Tuesday at midnight. You to have it for Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, so that you can put it in the car on your iPod or on whatever device you're listening to while you're on the bus and get the latest chapter. And you might be kicking the bus driver when you get on the bus or bumping somebody's car when you get done, because every chapter is designed to end, of course, like a good serial, to bring you back for the next chapter. I got some great story arcs. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, no. I just want to say that I would encourage you to go check it out, because for many reasons. First of all, TC is an amazing writer. He is not only an amazing writer, he is very thorough when it comes to his research of characters, to developing the characters, to writing the dialogue out, to creating the visual and the emotions into drawing you into the story. But the other thing that I have to tell you is the artist that he chose to do the reading of this, and this is an audio story that he has created, but the artist that he has chosen to do the reading of it has an amazing voice that not only captivates you, but he brings TC's words to life. So it's something that's I would encourage you to go check out. If it was up to me, I think all books should go audio. I love listening to a story. I really, really do. And I remember back when I was a young child going to Denver and laying in the bed in the basement at my auntie's house and hearing, you know, radio stories or whatever it's called, you know, on the air. And I thought, this is just wonderful. So then when I went over to TC's site and listened to Six Deep, you know, read the story, I'm like, oh, my God. You know, he has got a perfect voice. So I would encourage you to go over there and check it out. And, you know, I've got the information also on, you know, my website at flavornews.com. If you're not able to remember Thinking Caveman, easy, thinkingcaveman.com. And, you know, please check it out. TC wants to hear your thoughts. You know, he's very thick-skinned because he dishes out a lot of criticism when it comes to artists, so he's thick-skinned. So tell him what you think, you know. And that's how artists learn and grow, is by honest, you know, your honest opinion about it. So it looks like Goofy Bones has dropped off the line. So Goofy Bones, I'm so glad that you called in. And he also is a Blog Talk host here on Blog Talk Radio. So I don't know if you want to put your Blog Talk information in the chat room also, Goofy Bones. Please feel free to do that. He is a rapper, so I see that he's put his Reverb Nation in there, so I will definitely have to go check him out over on Reverb Nation and hear what his sound is. You know, I'm pretty hard on when it comes to rapper, especially gangster rap, so, you know, we'll just have to to go check you out there, Goofy Bones. I don't know if that's your artist name or if you just like Goofy Bones. But so now that we've heard what TC's got going on in 2011, which is Morning Thieves, and
Lady Flavor, I got my hand up.
In closing,
I want to point something else out to everyone who's listening. Please take down my website name. If you know of an artist who is a writer who does not have exposure, when I get to the conclusion of Morning Thief, I need to have a stack of stories ready to be read so I can continue on in the weekly format. And, you know, I'm going to put this into the chat room for you, and it's a straight fact. I will pay $100 per story, and you will contract with me to have it read. You own the rights to your story. You own the rights to your story. You're simply licensing it to me to be read, and I am paying you for the privilege of being able to read your story. I will attach the proper voice to your story. I will make sure you get credit for your story. Your name rides with my podcast. You can now add to your writer's resume that you are a paid writer. Your amateur status is still in effect for print publishing, but for being a published writer, you have a credit. So you get the best of all worlds here. You get your story read into the public. You get paid for your story. You still maintain your amateur status if you so desire to. You have violated no laws or rules of publishing and printing by allowing me to have access to your story. It is a win-win deal for every writer. And I just want to extend that. So when I get to the end of Morning Thief, I want to turn the rap, Black Podcast Stories, into a place where writers can come and get seen and heard. Thank you for letting me get that out.
On your website, is there a contact page where there's information how somebody who may be interested in connecting with you on that? Is there a place on your website that gives out contact information?
Absolutely. On my Thinking Caveman Yellow site, you can email me directly. It gets straight to my email. On my Thinking Caveman site, which is the podcast, you can enter questions and ask me to contact you. You can anonymously leave your email address where I am the only person and my staff are the only people who see it, and we will get back to you. And Cindy C., I see that you're asking what is an average length. Right now I'm looking at 1,200 to 2,000 words. You can go 2,500 if you need to. You know, I can do an excerpt of an entire book. Send me what you want me to know, and I will put it out there for you, and I'll let you know. when I contract with you, I send you, you sign my contract, I send you money. It's very, very simple. And I don't abuse the privilege of doing it. And I also give you an air date when I'm going to air you. Right now I'm in the middle of Morning Beef, which is, I'm at chapter 2, but that's going to run me through roughly June. When I get to June, July, which is the end of school for a lot of people, I want to be able to hit the ground running with maybe a week off. And I'll have additional artists. I mean, my actor, Six Deep, oh my, he's getting where I need him. We've been working together now for about 9 weeks. And he's finally getting the feel of my characters, and we're starting to produce and publish, and we can do the same for anyone's work. Lady Flavor?
No, and I appreciate that information, and that's exciting about the project that you are presenting, you know, to other writers. And I think that's something that you should really, you know, pay attention to and consider getting involved in. It is a win-win. I mean, if you can get paid for your story, you keep the rights to your story, and TC arranges to have the voices put to your words. What better opportunity is there than that? I think that when you have a voice put to words, it brings it to life, and it takes words to a different level, just like when it comes to music. So I think that, you know, sometime in the near future, you may be hearing some John D. Green Sr., you know, in the background of you know, ATC audio production. You just never know, huh?
Oh, you
never
understand. My audio artists, my musicians, I'll feature you at the beginning of my podcast. I mean, I'll just throw you out there. If it matches what I'm got going on, I'll find a place for you. I mean, currently my theme is a poem. Oh, God, I got to draw a blank because I was listening to both of them today. But it's by a Caramel Latte Band, Miss Lowe's. Their song just fits. It's called Please Save My Humanity. It fits great, you know, but I'm open to others. There will be a dynamic change as I go along with the story.
You just never know, you know, what the possibilities are. So I think that TC is somebody that is worth getting connected to, not only on the aspects of turning your story into an audio. He is just very knowledgeable when it comes to all arenas of the entertainment and art industry, if you would call it an industry. He is just, and you know, I don't know how many people have actually heard me talk on the Artist Roundtable, but TC is one of my mentors. So he doesn't necessarily always sugarcoat things, which is one of the things that I love and appreciate about him. He keeps it real. And I'm learning to have a thick skin. You know, there have been points when, you know, I've said this before, and I'm not saying it to be mean, but, you know, I've cried, you know, when we've had our meetings and conversations. But at the same time, he's very loving, and, you know, but he just keeps it real, you know, and stuff. And so that's one thing I do appreciate, and I think that if you're wanting, you know, an honest opinion about something that you're doing or creating or where you can go with it, TC is somebody to definitely reach out to. So check him out over at thinkingcaveman.com, or he also has a thinkingcaveman.yola.com. Is that how you
YolaSite.com. It's thinkingcaveman.yolaSite.com. I'll post
a
link for you again.
Okay, cool. Now, I want to jump into a track by John D. Green Sr., and it's one that's getting a lot of attention, not only here in the United States, but he just had it played on a radio station over in Germany. So I want to play Melodocracy, and I was just so excited and so proud when I logged in to Bounce Radio and heard this over in Germany. So this is Melodocracy by John D. Green Sr.
more cowbell.
All right, that was Melodocracy by John D. Green Sr. So, John, so how did that feel to hear your music played over in Germany?
It was very exciting. But I'm thinking now, I think I'm gonna have to pull that one back, take it to the studio. It needs a little more cowbell.
Oh Lord, you know what? I gave you permission to thank Kix TC when you come to Seattle.
I just saw it in the chat room, and Mom almost knocked the computer over. That's funny to me. It was great to hear it there, and especially for myself, of course, but to know that you were in the chat room with me, and for you to also know the backstory. It's funny that out of frustration came this song that's getting played across the pond, because the nature of the song, as you already know, was it was frustration. That song was born from frustration of, you know, bureaucracy and everyone trying to be so politically correct, and somehow we lost the point of why we were all there. And that came from that, in that moment, and it's getting played, and I'm grateful.
I'm excited. I mean, I don't know if you, like, really realize, but, you know, people are, like, requesting this song from not only different areas in the United States, you know, but to now have it actually requested to be sent to the radio station in Germany, and then to, you know, be able to go over there on Sunday and actually heard it play. I'm like, wow, you know, this is exciting, because that's the thing, you just never know. John and I talk about this all the time. You never know who's paying attention. You never know who might reach out and want you to work on a project. I mean, John's lining up some collabs for 2011, you know, to Bounce Radio playing, you know, Melodocracy over there in Germany. I mean, you just don't know who's paying attention. And so, John, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on in your world for 2011?
Oh, wow. Where do you start? I do have quite a few projects in the making, let's say. Quite a few. As I said before, three shows ago, that 2011, for me, one of my personal goals was collaborations with some of the artists that I aspire to be like, as far as their musical integrity and their lyrical content, and pretty much the way they lay it down in layman's terms. But it seems that I'll have that opportunity this year, because some of the artists that I am a fan, of course, first, but some of the artists that I am a fan of, they've reached out to me. You know, maybe it's timing, fate, you know, blessings, whatever it may be, but they finally reached out to me, which was good, because, you know, my arms are open. And we've been discussing some very serious collaborations in this year to come, so I'm really excited about that, because, you know, hey, I said before, this is the year of the collaborations. We have to be versatile and explore all of our options for doing what we do well, and to have more than one skill is definitely a plus. So I'll be in front of the mic and behind the mic. I just recently found out that I'll be doing some compositional work, and of course recording with some artists and some stage work. So you know, it's exciting. It's I'm not nervous. You know, I'm very motivated towards this, because this, you know, as far as compositions go, that's one of my strong suits. I am a composer. I do compose, and this will be on a large scale composition. So I'm very excited about that. But I'm also a recording artist, and I'm looking forward to recording with such high energy artists. So you know, it's pretty exciting. It's very, very exciting, actually.
It is exciting, and, you know, like I've said before, John, the beauty of who you are is because, you know, you are multi-talented, you know, from being a singer to a songwriter to a musician to a composer. There's so many different ways that you can sell your talents. And I think that people are honestly, when it came to the end of 2010, they've recognized that. And I think that's why, I mean, like the first day of 2011, I know that they were reaching out saying, okay, what is it, you know, what can we do? What could this look like? And I know that we're going to be working on bringing you out to Seattle to work on some projects, and I'm so excited about that. Not only just
really
to meet you in person, you know, but to just be able to have you come out here to Seattle and work with, you know, some of the artists, you know, out here, and then, you know, get to meet TC in person since he's out here in my neck of the woods. But I'm going to jump into a piece by one of our dear friends, John, and this was really exciting to me to hear him sing live on the radio the other day in Switzerland. And this is Chameleon. Now, let's see, which piece do I want to play? I think I'm going to play Living Sacrifice. This is Chameleon out of Switzerland, and this is Living Sacrifice.
Sometimes in life, there's just things you gotta let go of. It's a story about real love.
You can hear, you can see in front of you. Let alone what's to be, the wilderness, where will you lay? You just don't know, so you can't obey. Don't burn your bridges now, till it's far too gone, and then you'll cry in bitterness. One thing on top of it, one needed.
them one day money pit conniving and so cunning, spit them running, it's so stunning, bring the two them same as running, it's a shame them a love a lie, just like a favorite lullaby, listen to them see eternal life, them cannot nullify, so nullify, whatever to sell you Babylon, one buy and sell you like some nickel merchandise, I'ma look fun, we with merchandise, can't start this book of a burning, still don't knowledge, but ever learning, we only scripture yearning, move straight forward, never turning, go kill them bomba clad and tie them in a bomba knot. Dove bomba card, tell us what bomba got. Them all a bomba cool, so we have a bomba hat. Coming out with fierce and test, I'ma leave up with a bomba shot.
Hey, hey, listen. Don't burn your bridges now. Till it's far too gone and dead.
That was Chameleon out of Switzerland with his piece called Living Sacrifice. And I have to tell you, I was excited. John and I were both logged in and able to have the opportunity to listen to Chameleon sing live on Swiss radio the other day. And, you know, at first I wasn't sure if I was at the right place, the right time. And all of a sudden I heard this person singing reggae and he said Chameleon. And I was like, okay, that's him. And I was like, did I miss it all? And so I said, you know what, let me just stay on, because they were talking French. I had no idea what they were saying. And luckily I stayed on maybe about another 30 minutes longer, and I really kind of enjoyed listening to them laugh and talk in French. And then all of a sudden Chameleon came back on with his band, so I was really excited to have that opportunity. And just to put it out there, Chameleon is another artist that I'm working very closely with. I am on his U.S. team, and so I'm very proud, you know, to be a part of Chameleon's team in 2011. So what did you think about being able to hear Chameleon sing live the other day, John?
It was amazing. You know, I'm a very big fan of Chameleon, original Gideon. And the reasons I could tell you schematics and I could tell you proper terminology for the reasons that I am a fan of Chameleon's. But what it breaks down to is he is one of the biggest examples for me personally of lyrical content. It's not just his delivery. He has an amazing stage presence. He's a good-looking individual. You know, he's very charismatic. But his lyrical content, there's always something to what he's putting out there. That for me is huge. And second, but equally as important, is the way you deliver. I've heard great songs delivered poorly, and I've heard terrible songs packaged up and cleaned up and delivered very professionally. He can deliver lyrical content with style in which you can enjoy what you're hearing, but you will think about what you heard later. He's very, very versatile. He speaks several languages very fluently. I mean, and then the reggae thing, for me, that's just a plus, you know.
Right.
That's just a plus. But I am always big on the messages that he delivers. His lyrical content,
right.
His lyrical content alone is worth paying attention to. And then the delivery in which he uses it to get it to the masses is, he's definitely a gifted individual.
And I'll
Chameleon,
have to go
original
and hunt
Gideon.
Down. I will have to go and hunt down Chameleon's video so I can post it. He has his presence. He also is a pianist and a musician. But he's got a very eclectic look and sound about him, and I think that's what made me just fall in love with, just his whole artistry is that. You know, when we talked earlier about the whole package, he definitely is the whole package. You know, he is charismatic, as, John stated, but he wears this head wrap, you know, on his head. You know, he might have, what do you call those black shoes, like tie-up shoes? I don't know. They call wing tips. I don't know. You know, shoes on and sits down with some jeans on or something to the piano with a button-down shirt and this head wrap, you know. So he's just got this whole look to himself, and it's, you know, just a very unique sound and presence, and he is a messenger, you know. And I have to agree with John that if you really listen to the content of his pieces, you know, you would definitely get something out of that. So I'm excited about, you know, being on Chameleon's U.S. team, and, you know, I'm hoping if everything works out, I'll be going over to Switzerland this year to be a part of a project over there. So if there is anybody else that's interested in calling in, it's just John D. Green and I on the phone right now. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. This is the Artist Roundtable. This is where any artist of any art form and any genre can call in and put their thoughts and concerns on the table. I'd love to hear what your projects are that you've got going on in 2011 and, you know, how you plan on pulling it off. Are you going to take some of the things that worked well in 2010 and bring it into this new year? Are you going to tweak and improve some things, or totally try a different approach? I would love to hear from you. But in the meantime, you know, I'm going to stick with some of the people that I'm working on projects with to give you a little bit of a taste of who Lady Flavor is from Flavor News is working with. And you might honestly be hearing some sounds coming from John D. Green Sr. and Black Stax. And this is I Love My Life by Black Stax featuring Miss Felicia Loud. Featuring Miss Felicia Loud, and another, you know, amazing kind of eclectic group that I work with out of Seattle, Washington. I have worked very, very closely with this group this past year. They are a hip-hop soul group. We just finished putting on the most amazing hip-hop, only hip-hop festival in Seattle on November 13th. Oh, my goodness. It started at 4 p.m. in the afternoon, did not end until about 1:30 in the morning. And we had about 31 hip-hop acts on. We had a producer's battle. It was an all-age event. There were babies to, you know, up to teenagers and, of course, of adults there, two stage areas. It was just an absolutely wonderful experience for me to be a part of that. And Jace, you know, of Black Stax was the mastermind behind that particular event and has been putting it on for the last 6 years. So I was really honored to be a part of Dope Emporium 2010. So that is just another one of the groups that I'm working very, very closely with. And I'm looking forward to it this month. We are actually working on something in regards to I Love My Life. So I'm excited, and can't wait to be a part of that particular project. So, you know, do you want to share your thoughts on Black Stax, John?
Oh, there isn't enough time in the show. Multi-talented, extremely gifted, versatile, intelligent, introspective. I could go on and on and on. I recently, I've been in conversation with Jace from Black Stax, and we've been discussing ideas, concepts, collaborations. Did I mention collaboration? Okay. Well, and, you know, you get to know quite a bit about a person through their introspect. And to, again, in layman's terms, that brother is deep. Okay. And there are no shallow thoughts there, you know. Everything is every thought is thought upon. Now, that makes sense to some of the people out there, but every thought is thought upon, and it's very exciting. It's I thoroughly enjoy just conversing with him because, you know, we have a lot of similarities in our lives, and it's a very refreshing experience to speak to a brother that's grounded, but that is up there, you know. Very interesting, very refreshing. I enjoy every conversation. So, yeah.
And I know what you're saying. I mean, I am very, very blessed to have regular conversations with Jace. And he is, you know, very grounded, and he's very thoughtful. You know, when he speaks, he does not talk out the side of his neck. He rarely raises his voice. He rarely, you know, cusses in my presence. And, you know, but it always makes sense. And the one thing that I really appreciate about him is he's a really good listener, really, really good listener, and very thoughtful in response. And so I feel very, very fortunate, very, very fortunate to have had him come into my life and to then have the opportunity to have, you know, to work with Felicia Loud and Black, Silas Black, you know, and just an amazing trio. They also have a trumpeter, Ovar Arunga, that plays with them. At times, there is an artist who used to perform on my stage at Flava Coffee House that performs with them, Akua, who is an amazing electric violinist. I'm not sure if I'm saying that correct, but she plugs it in to an amp, and she has performed with Black Stax, you know, at a fashion show. I mean, and this is the thing with Black Stax. They are very diverse in, you know, where they perform and what type of venues, and they do perform at fashion shows, and they do perform in smaller locations like, I don't know what you would call the Babaloo. It is a just kind of a quaint, smaller place that has more of an intimate crowd. It's got a small stage, but a perfect stage for Black Stax. And then they have performed in huge venues to you know, opening up for Les Nubians from France. You know, here in Seattle, they opened up for Nappy Roots to doing a tour on the East Coast and then a tour down in California. And I'm just, you know, I'm just so excited to have been asked to be a part of their team. So that's just one more group that I'm working with, and I want to play one more track. And this is another young man out of Seattle, Washington. I'm very proud. I call him my son, and he is another artist that I am working with very, very closely. He is not only a singer-songwriter, you know, kind of composer, hip-hop artist, but he is a visual artist, and he paints, and he does what do you call it? He draws with chalk. Do you call that sketching? I don't know. Right now on my desk, I'm looking at one of his pieces that is a picture of Jimi Hendrix sitting right here in front of my face as we speak. But this is Delton's son, and I want to play one of his kind of very, very deep pieces, and this is called Brothers.
Some of these brothers is just like the other. Most of these brothers is just like the two. Some of these brothers is just like the other. Most of these people got the game. Some of these brothers is just like the other. Most of these brothers is just like the two. Some of these brothers is just like the other. Most of these people got the game.
Now everybody wanna be a saint, but don't nobody wanna be a saint, 'cause ain't nobody trying to give thanks. Richness ain't determined by your rank, so your wealth or your mass is in your bank. Man, you got it backwards, and I just wanna know who told you that shit. Who gave you audacity to call a queen a black bitch? Like you on some Mac shit, a Goldie Stripes back shit. Sell a young European's ecstasy and acid. You spastic, sit your ass down, I'm about to teach you. Put some spiritual fire and intellect beneath you. You gon' learn, homie, you gon' be the next Sell Malik Shabazz, and you gon' be the head of your class. You gon' pass. You gon' make your mother feel elated. She gon' jump for joy when she hears you finally made it. Young and educated, and no longer sedated. Off the poisons and the ills that got you jaded. Dummy.
Some of these brothers is just like the other. Most of these brothers is just like the two. Some of these brothers is just like the other. Most of these people got the game. Some of these brothers is just like the other. Most of these brothers is just like the two.
Making me sick, rapping about ecstasy and taking a hit, riding 20 hit trims and you ain't got jack, you're 30 years old and you still sell crack, well your mental deck cause you's a straight laced fool, hanging out with young fellas and packing a tool, you should be beaten, spanked and abused, cause you the reason people got the game confused, what about them young cats, you can't tell, that people's out here struggling and ignorant as hell, 50k a year just to live in the cell. You can't afford tuition, but you'd rather pay bail. What you about to do up in that checkout stand? Working at the grocery store, grown-ass man. No 401k or retirement plans. These things I just don't understand, brother.
Some of these brothers is just like the other. Most of these brothers is just like the two. Some of these brothers is just like the other.
Gonna jam, you should raise your hand.
right, that was Delton Sun with his piece called Brothers off of his Middle Child CD. I'm going to jump right into another track. I want to play these two young men. My son Michael manages this particular group. They are getting ready to perform on January 11th at the South By Battle of the Bands competition to try to win a slot to go to, I hope I say this correctly, TC, South by Southwest or whatever the particular music industry event that takes place every year in Austin, Texas. And Mike Beck and Harlem are up for a possible slot to go down there for this particular event. And I'm going to play their piece called Look Into My Eyes.
Yeah. Look, we dedicate this to anybody with a vision. You know, anybody with a drive to pursue their dreams. Yo.
Look into my eyes.
Yeah.
Tell me what you see.
Yeah.
Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me?
Yeah.
Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see?
Yeah.
Can you see the HIP, HOP?
Just
look into my eyes.
Yeah.
Tell me what you see.
Yeah.
Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me?
Yeah.
Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see?
Yeah.
Can you see the HIP, HOP?
Yo, take a look into the eyes of a menace. Doing the rap intangibles, I'm hip hop's finished. You can see the focus in my hip hop grimace. I'm staring at my vision, can't blink because I'm not finished. Dominating this hip hop scrimmage. I'm trying to show Coach Simmons that I deserve big game minutes. So, for me to achieve what I'm intending, I gotta work harder than all of the competition. Meaning, I gotta run my 16 the hardest. Gotta touch every line, keep my routine the smartest. Keep my confidence and head to the sky, no disguise. I gotta show the fire in my eyes. I'm sure you can see the hunger. There's no reason to wonder why every track I make strikes hard like thunder. But never in the same spot. The game is poker, so I gotta keep my eye on whatever gets me the main time.
My eyes,
yeah.
Tell me what you see.
Yeah.
Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me?
Yeah.
Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see?
Yeah.
Can you see the HIP, HOP?
Just
look into my eyes.
Yeah.
Tell me what you see. Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me?
Yeah.
Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see?
Yeah.
Can you see the HIP, HOP?
Listen, yo. You can see it in my eyes, I'm on the right road. Flow hotter than lava, the beat is so ice cold. I'm on a fast pace, and everybody's behind me, so I probably get to break the tape on the last race and set the crowd off. And you gave it your all, so there ain't nothing wrong with taking a proud loss. Cause I would keep it going, and I would keep training, and I would keep it flowing, cause losing ain't entertaining. And I'm an entertainer, to be an entertainment, you gotta stand out.
Why?
To prevent containment, cause if they get you, they got you. But if you away from the in crowd, it'd be easy for them to spot you. And I'm like an abandoned boat in the ocean. Even though I ain't spotted shit, I'm still here floating. And my drive can be bruised but never broken. I'm hoping you just listen and keep your ears open.
Look into my eyes,
yeah.
Just tell me what you see.
Yeah.
Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me?
Yeah.
Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see?
Yeah.
Can you see the HIP, HOP?
Just
look into my eyes,
yeah.
Just tell me what you see.
Yeah.
Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me?
Yeah.
Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see?
Yeah.
Can you see the HIP, HOP?
Yo. Take a look, you can see the determination. You can see that I'm hungry, starving to be the greatest. Can you see the struggle? I'm striving to finally make it. My destiny's in the making, I'm ready to finally take it.
Let me take it with my many wishes to make it in the game. And the flow is plenty vicious, my attitude's the same. Plus I had many misses, and I don't see why not. If a blind Eskimo man can catch many fishes,
unless the pond's empty,
and yeah, it's all tempting
to jump in head first
with no guard with me.
I see the prize,
it's all with in arm reach.
We all students,
we all teachers,
we all teach.
You getting saved by the bell,
man, we all screech.
You do stain in the white sand,
we all bleach.
You can look into our eyes and trust,
this is hip hop.
Come see eye to eye with
look
us
into my eyes,
yeah.
Tell me what you see,
yeah.
Can you see the hunger that's growing inside of me,
yeah.
Can you see the vision I'm trying to get you to see?
All right, that was Mike Mack and Harlem with their track called Look Into My Eyes off of their Soul Hop CD. They are working on a new project called The Deep End, and I believe that we'll be seeing that particular project completed and out for the public the first quarter of 2011. I'm really excited, very, very proud of these two young men. They are just 21 years old, and they have so much going on. And can I tell you, Harlem, who is part of this duo, is an absolutely amazing freestyle artist. I'm just so impressed with him and his ability to just get up there off of the cuff and, you know, and just go at it. So watch out for Mike Mack and Harlem out of the Pacific Northwest. Their new CD, again, is called The Deep End. And if you are in the Pacific Northwest area and you are interested in getting involved in the Battle of the Bands, it is being put on and produced by Cheyenne Selah. I should ask Cheyenne to come on to the show, or my daughter who is working with him, and tell you more about this project. But I believe that you can find out more about the South, I think they're calling it South By, Battle of the Bands. And I want to say that you can go to the CheyenneSelah.com site, which is CheyenneSelah.com, and find out more about the Battle of the Bands. I believe there's still time to get involved. And something I believe that's worthwhile if you're interested in going down to Austin, Texas this year for the, I don't know, John, am I saying it right? South by Southwest. Okay. I need to write this down because I that's a tongue twister, just kind of like melodocracy.
Yeah,
so
we've only got
maybe 30 minutes left in the show. There are 48 people listening to this show live. So is there anybody else that would love to call in? Because John and I would love to chop it up with you in the next 30 minutes. Of this show. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. If you've got a project you want to promote, you want to put something on the table, if you want to ask questions, you want to put your thoughts and concerns, this is a safe place to put it. One of the things that I thought I would just put out there, John, is 2011, as far as Flavor News and Flavor News Radio goes, I really, really, really want to build some win-wins with some people. And when I say that, you know, it's just like my project, Flavor News Radio. Let's just start right there. You know, Blog Talk Radio has now turned this particular site into a paid site for hosts. You can keep a show for free 30 minutes, only being able to upload 3 audio tracks, and that's it. And, of course, you know, I have, what, the Artist Roundtable, the All Media Artists, Flossom or Tossom, On the Leopard Carpet with Lady Flava, Flava Coffee House, Online Radio Style, and Flava in the House. There's no way I could do that with 30 minutes and only being able to upload 3 tracks. So I have decided to commit to purchasing a plan that I can continue the radio show into 2011. And I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to ask you, the artists that Flavor News Radio supports, to those that are fans and believe in what it is that I do with Flavor News Radio, to honestly consider donating $1 per month towards, you know, keeping Flavor News on the air. You know, let's make this a win-win. Let's make this a team effort. This is not about me. I create these shows to find a way to get support for artists like you, like John D. Green. You know, off of Flavor News Radio, John D. Green's music was played over in Germany, you know, this past weekend.
For an audience all over the UK, it's pretty much self-explanatory. It's a no-brainer. She does something for us to further our gift, our skills, our talent. That should be worth paying for, plain and simple.
And it might sound hokey to ask for a dollar, but if you think about it, you know, with all the artists, because to be honest with you, on Facebook, at least 80% of the people who are my friends on Facebook are artists or part of the industry. you know, of course, the newsletters that I put out and create are all about supporting the independent underground artists. To, you know, my website is all about the underground independent artists. To my radio shows, that's what I do. I am the artist cheerleader. I wave my leopard pom-poms for, you know, a variety. If you can just tell by the ones that I work directly with, a very, very diverse group of independent artists. And so, you know, join hands with Flavor News Radio. Join hands with Flavor News and consider, you know, stepping up and just pledging and donating $1 per month, you know, because this could definitely keep Flavor News Radio on the air. It could potentially take Flavor News Radio to another level. You know, there's even been talks of exploring, you know, a 24-hour radio station. Of course, that takes money. To then, you know, I really, really have a dream. I really have a dream to start an independent artist grant foundation, because I realize that a lot of projects are not completed due to the lack of finances. And I thought, you know what? I have 1,400 people on Facebook. If everybody gave $1, do you know how many artists could be helped through Flavor News? Oh, my goodness. You know, in 2010, I did reach out and support a group of artists and a young lady down in Texas financially through the Flavor News Artist Grant Foundation. And so I'm hoping that we can build that in 2011, too. You know, but I think that at this point, I'm asking you to join hands with me, partner up, build a win-win with Flavor News and Flavor News Radio. It's all about supporting you and supporting the independent artists. So, you know, and John, I just want to publicly tell you that I'm really, really excited about being on, I was going to say the green team, Team Green. I'm excited about seeing what's going to be happening with you in 2011. I just feel it in my bones. There's just some great things that are going to take place for you.
Yeah, starting tomorrow, huh? Yeah, it's a great feeling. I'm really glad to have you. Your help and advice and guidance has been priceless. It's invaluable. So it's very, very much appreciated. Which goes back to what you were just saying. This is something that you did from here that has literally reached around the world. I'm one artist, an indie artist. I'm not signed to any label. And just the other day, we listened to my music from here that was being played from a station in Germany that has the brand Audience Band in the UK. That's an accomplishment in itself. It can be done, and it happens here every day with the station just like yours, and it's a dollar. It's a pledge of a dollar, and it's, you know, people, oh, why should I do whatever? Well, if you're an artist, if you're an indie artist, then you understand, you know. And that being said, allow me to even go further and say this. We like the kind that jingles, but we'd rather have the kind that folds. I mean, let's make it happen. We're doing something for ourselves. You know, that's not rocket science.
No, it's, you know, and I'll be honest with you. You know, it's not an easy thing to say, you know, hey, come pay, you know, to be a part of this. Come pay to make this happen. You know, but there's a point. Just like with Blog Talk Radio, they decided, you know what, we've been, you know, making this particular station and site available to a lot of people from around the world for a while now. And you know what? We're going to charge now. I couldn't be mad at that. When I got the letter from Blog Talk that they, starting February 1st, they were going to be charging, I couldn't be mad. You know, there are people who complained about Blog Talk Radio and this and that for glitches and this, and I thought, you know what, it's free, you're not paying for it. Now, if you are paying money and you run into service, you know, issues, then you definitely have grounds to complain. You know, but when you're being provided something that can reach the masses, you know, Blog Talk Radio is just another tool to help you get the word out. The Artist Roundtable is another tool for you to come on and call in and have your, you know, your voice heard. If you have tracks that you want played, feel free to give them, you know, or send them my direction. So email them to me in an MP3 format along with your EPK press kit to radio@flavanews.com. Definitely we'll screen them and determine whether it's something that fits the format. The biggest thing that I do not like is a whole lot of cussing in a track. I know that you heard in Delton Sun, you know, some words. You know, I'm okay when it comes to relevance. I just don't like it when it's just thrown out there just to be a fill-in word. I don't like any particular pieces that knock any group of people, especially when it comes to women. I'm all about the arts uplifting women and men and children, you know. So, you know, I am so open to, you know, playing you on one of my shows. I'm open to, you know, potentially having you on as a feature. You know, I told John D. Green Sr. he's going to have to come on the leopard carpet with Lady Flava. You know, we're going to get Chameleon from Switzerland on the leopard carpet. And that opens the doors for any of you that's listening that is an independent underground artist that has a solid, good product that you want to push out there. You know, get with me. I'll start scheduling, you know, the leopard carpet, you know, today. You know, if you have something that you want to promote and have tracks and you have an event coming up. You know, you have an album release party, you have a book, you know, getting ready to come out and you want to read an excerpt, you know, from that book, you know, whatever it is. You know, this is about you. This is, you know, taking advantage of an opportunity for you to shine. And as John says, there are people from around the world that listens to Flava News Radio that's paying attention. And that's why, like, with the Artist Roundtable, like next Monday, it's going to be at 10 a.m. And the reason that I have the show at 10 a.m. is it allows our listeners from the UK, from over in Europe, to be able to call in and participate if they like. And so last week, Lady Marmalade from Bounce Radio in Germany, she called in. You know, she reached out and connected with some artists that were on that particular show. And now she's going to be playing, you know, those artists on her show, you know, over this. Again, you just never know who you might connect with right here at Flava News Radio. So let me see. We've got, 20 minutes left about, John?
Yeah. There's a couple things. I'm looking in the chat room or whatever, and we just got through having the privilege of speaking with TC. And TC is an artist in his own right. He's already had projects that are up and running right now, things that he's diligently working on. And yet he still finds the time to say that he's in, you know, make a pledge. And me knowing him the way I do, he's a man of his word. Now, this is just one artist of many artists, but it's the fact that he did it instead of talking about it. The next thing is this Delton Sun. I got to tell you this, Flav, because you and I were close. Delton Sun has changed the way I look at rap. In that one song, because me, I'm big on lyrical content, but to hear the way in which he used the, because you know me, when it comes to profanity, that's not me, that's not my thing.
Right.
But to listen to the way he used it, the context in which he used the words he chose, he changed my whole outlook on rap as a whole. One man, one song, that's powerful. The third point of focus is this. For how long you had these shows, all these different shows, how many different artists, how many different songs, how many connections have been made. I could run you a list of connections that I've made just from your show from then till now. And now you're asking for donations of whatever kind, of whatever denomination, just a donation. After all of the time that you've invested into us, it seems like it wouldn't be a big deal to invest back into ourselves. Because you did it for free for how long? And it has worked for many of us, not just me. I'm the pluribus unum of artists that this has worked for. It's a small price to pay.
And I appreciate you saying that. You know, and it's just like I feel like an independent underground artist in doing this. you know, because I am really feeling what it must feel like to have a product that you believe deserves to be sold.
Really?
And
you
made money from
your trunk standing on 18th and Bagley in Detroit in the rain?
That's how it almost feels like. I thought for sure there would be artists that would jump all over this because I hear it all the time. I get phone calls. I get texts. I get emails saying, Lady Flavor, we appreciate you and what you do. I hear it all the time, you know. And these same artists are artists that are creating showcases, creating CDs, creating books, creating visual art, and trying to sell it, you know. And I get it. I really get it. You know, it's like, okay, how do I impress upon you? What words can I say to impress upon you to consider giving a dollar, you know, to continue this particular resource that can help spread who you are out to, you know, way past the boundaries of your own communities. And it's been a struggle. I'll be honest with you. The only people who have stepped up to support Flava News Radio have been artists from the All Media Artists website. And I'll just keep it honest and real. Those are the only artists that have stepped up and immediately sent donations in to cover it so that I could, you know, purchase the first month and get myself going to have a little bit more capabilities on Blog Talk Radio past what I did have just a week ago. And I really was hoping that the artists from the Pacific Northwest would be the ones that would support me because this is my hometown. I have such a passion for them. And it kind of stung when there wasn't anybody that came through from my own hometown to support what it is that I'm trying to do for them, because I've honestly created a show just for them. And it's a show to play them here in the Pacific Northwest and also in Baltimore. And, you know, it's kind of hard, you know. And so it shows me the frustrations that you as independent artists go through in getting people to pay attention and respect who you are and what you do.
Right. So how would one make a donation? How would one go about making a donation?
You know, I know that everybody doesn't have the capabilities of doing it off of PayPal, but PayPal is definitely one way of doing it. And that's just going to paypal.com and using radio@flavanews.com as the send to email address. And you can put in any amount that you want. I honestly have received donations from, you know, a dollar to, you know, $5, $10, and $20. And so, you know, any amount that you can and are willing to, you know, give, you know, towards the radio station. Somebody asked me what it is that I was going to use it for, and I wanted to say, did you click the link? Because I actually put the Blog Talk Radio letter up so that you could see that it's legitimate. And it gives you a link that you can click on to go actually go to their site and see that they're changing to a paid, hosting site. And so it's to honestly keep Flava News Radio on the air. You know, I could take from my personal funds. I could take from the money I make off of the artists that are paying me for the services that I provide them, you know, but to me, that doesn't quite feel right, you know. Maybe one day if I'm rich and famous and I just have oodles of money coming in, then it wouldn't matter where the money's distributed to, you know, in regards to what we do through Flava News. But right now, I honestly would love to see the artists that I support, especially on Flava News Radio, you know, help support keeping this on the air. You know, I was listening to public access, Channel 9 out here in Seattle, Washington. And, you know, they have a drive every other month or something to keep them on TV.
Right.
You know, there are radio stations that are public access, you know, even like NPR News, you know? They're always asking for donations to keep them on the air. And so I thought, you know what? I should be able to do the same too. And again, all I'm asking is for you to commit to giving $1 per month. So, you know,
CBS.
Again, you can go through.
PBS.
I'm sorry?
TC said it's PBS, public broadcast.
Oh, PBS. Okay.
Yes,
and so, you know, you can give it through PayPal.com, even if you wanted to mail, you know, something to me. You know, I will reach out to me. Let me know. And you know what? And even if you don't, if you can't, you know, just hearing that you would like to, you know, or helping spread the word to others that might be able to, really can make a difference too. You know, just word of mouth. Sometimes I'll put it on their Facebook like, okay, my share button works. How about yours?
Right.
Like, how much time does it really take to hit the share button and share something that you believe in with those in your network? And so, you know, spread the word about Flava News. Spread the word about the artists that you believe in. You know, let's really turn this around in 2011 and support each other. Not just Flava News Radio, support each other. If you're not able to purchase a CD or a book or a piece of art, but there's somebody that you are really appreciating and respecting as an artist, just hit that share button and let the people in your network know. And you just never know. You never know. Somebody may say, you know what, let me go check them out. You know, let me purchase, you know, their CD. Let me see if I can get them, you know, a gig. You know, I want to read their poetry. I want to hear their spoken word. You know, I want to see their graphic designs. You know, there's some amazing artists that I really, really want to share with you and tell you about. And I'm hoping in 2011 to get them on, you know, the radio shows if we're able to keep this going and introduce them to you and introduce them to the listeners and the fans of Flava News Radio going into you know, 2011, and let's just build. Let's take the issues that we had in 2010 and say, you know what, let's do it different. And, you know, the biggest way I think that you can bring attention to yourself is by showing support to others. And I think that's one of the things that has worked well for me in branding myself, is because I am recognized as somebody who does support and sincerely supports underground independent artists. You know, there are mainstream artists that I love and dig, definitely. But my big passion and desire is to bring attention and shine the light on underground independent artists. And so, you know what, just, I'm asking you to join hands. You know, can we sing Kumbaya together? No. I don't know. Oh, my goodness. You know, I don't want to sound like I'm begging. You know, there are some people out there in the atmosphere that says when you ask for help and you ask for money, you're begging.
And it's funny
really
because those same people not so long ago, I do recall a bit of begging going on from the exact
mm-hmm.
same people. So let's
yeah.
not go there. You hit
yeah.
on something very good. There are so many artists out here that so many people, like the listeners, you have so many listeners tonight, and it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Because just a word from any one of you to an artist that you like, it doesn't have to be you purchasing their CD. It doesn't have to be you supporting that particular artist financially. Just a word from you can inspire that artist to do great and wonderful things.
Oh, definitely. You know, I love, you know, hearing, you know, what people have to say and, you know, that they believe in what I do. That's what fuels me. That's what
Absolutely.
Definitely fuels me to continue, you know, to go further and to try harder and, you know, to make this work. So, you know, we've got like 10 minutes left. You know, let me just play one more song before the show is out. And I want to play this particular artist, and I know I say it every time I I play one of his pieces. But he is one of the first artists that I played when I started my radio show a year ago in November. He is all the way from New York, New York. He has an absolutely amazing manager. And I have a great relationship with Miles Anthony from the Righteous Media Music Group out there in New York. And he is doing some great things, working real, real hard for his artist. And his artist is named Darian. And I'm going to play Sail Through.
Do what you do. You can have me, yeah, right off the box, girl, I'm brand new. No exception. Once you realize there are no rules, all along the way
All right, that was Darian from New York. New York was Sailed Through, and he is with the management team of Miles Anthony and out of Righteous Media Music. And I would, you know, I honestly would encourage you to Google them. Darian is D-A-R-I-E-N. He opened for Mary J. Blige in Aruba. He won the Budweiser Fest. He just returned from Europe about 2 months ago performing over there. He has worked on projects with artists from around the world. They work hard. His manager works hard. And, you know, honestly, I think in 2011 I'm going to see if I can get Darian and Miles to, you know, come on the show and talk about, you know, who they are as separate entities and who they are as a team, because they are making it happen. Now, when we talk about managers, we talk about publicists, promoters, you know, there are a lot of people claiming those hats. Are they really, really doing the work? Do they even know what it means? You know, before you take on somebody who says that they have these capabilities, do some research, really find out who it is and you know, who they've worked for in the past. If you're just looking for somebody that may have potential and just has the desire to learn and grow and help you, that's one thing. But if somebody's claiming to have the capabilities, do some research on them and find out if they really do before you sign that contract. I've been watching a lot of people flapping their gums and not seeing things happen. So I hate to see you, you know, sign with anybody that is really not who they say they are or do not have the capabilities or are really not going to work for you, because a manager should be working really hard for you. You as an independent underground artist, you should be working really hard, you know, for yourself and creating quality product, not just half-stepping. Create quality. And if you don't know what quality is, reach out and share with somebody outside of your group and ask them their opinion. You know, it's one thing when you hang out with your homies and you have your mama read, you know, excerpts from your book, or, you know, you have, you know, even your teacher or whatever, you know, in literature, read your poem, you know, reach out. Explore who you really might want to hear an honest opinion from and find out what they think, you know, and then, you know, get thick skin and be able to handle it, because if you want to be quality, you're going to need to find out whether you have what it takes to actually be able to be marketed and promoted out there. I want to thank everybody who came out to listen to this show live. This is, I think, the second live listening audience in the history of the Artist Roundtable. So I thank everybody that came out tonight. I want to thank those that hung out in the chat room. Guests, you don't offend me. There are a lot of people that say, you know, who are the guests? Are they just being spies or whatever? You know, I am so cool with you not registering if you don't want to and just hanging out and listening. Thank you so much for calling in today. I want to thank Goofy Bones for calling in. I'm definitely going to go check out his Reverb Nation and see what he's all about. And if I have the opportunity, you know, go check out his show. He's another option when it comes to underground independent artists to have, you know, your sound heard. He is out of San Jose, California. So, you know, another location out there to, you know, potentially reach out to. John, thank you so much, my friend, for hanging out with me today, you know, on the show and sharing your opinion on, you know, your thoughts as an independent artist, what projects you've got going on in 2011, and, you know, even giving a little bit of critique out there about some of the artists that I've played. So thank you again so much for coming out, John.
Absolutely, anytime.
All right, darling. Well, I am going to close the show out, and I encourage everybody to come back on Wednesday when we are doing it all again with the All Media Artists and a special feature, the second half of the show, Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Take care and good night.